message.
I want to speak a little bit about intuition. Intuition is a fascinating aspect of human cognition. It is often described as the ability to understand or know something without the need for conscious reasoning. It is a feeling in the gut, a powerful force that can guide decision-making, problem-solving, and creativity. We all have it, but understanding, developing, and harnessing intuition, that can be a complex process. At its core, it is a product of accumulated knowledge and experience that the mind processes subconsciously. It draws upon patterns, information, and emotions stored in the brain to provide rapid insights. It is an unspoken wisdom and can be a valuable asset in many aspects of life, from personal relationships to professional endeavors. In order to access our intuition, we must cultivate a deeper self-awareness and mindfulness. And in a world that is constantly competing for our attention, it is very easy for us to overlook the gifts and importance of tuning in to our inner selves, to our inner wisdom. This is another reason why a daily meditation practice is so important. When we take the time for self-reflection and meditation, we begin to quiet the noise of the world around us and sift through the chatter of the monkey mind so that our intuition can rise to the surface. It is usually in moments of stillness that we find our intuition speaking the loudest and the clearest, providing us with the subtle guidance that we need, wisdom that may not be immediately apparent to us through traditional logic. It is the still, small voice that we've heard so much about, pointing us in the right direction. Now, learning to trust our intuition is a crucial step in harnessing its power. Doubt and overthinking will cloud intuitive insights, so we have to become accustomed to embracing a mindset that values and respects intuitive feelings that lead to a more confident decision making. We really have to acknowledge that our intuition is real, valid, and knowledgeable. We have to give it the space that it deserves in our decision making process. Now, one way to enhance our intuition is to pay very close attention to our physical sensations and emotions. Our body often reacts to situations before our minds fully comprehend them. We might experience a tightening in the chest, a discomfort in the abdomen, or a feeling of lightness in our bodies. These are often the subtle clues of intuition. By learning to recognize these signals, we can tap into a deeper level of understanding. Refining our intuition takes practice. We must be disciplined in continuing to stimulate our intuitive mind by engaging in activities that encourage creativity and open-ended thinking. It could be art, music, or problem-solving exercises that do not rely solely on a logical analysis. The more that we exercise our intuitive muscles, the more attuned we will become to its nuances and its voice. Intuition is not infallible. We have to find a balance between our intuition and rational thinking. Intuition is a gateway to our inner wisdom. It can provide valuable insights, but it should always be complemented by critical thinking and analysis. When we can strike that balance, we are able to create a holistic approach to decision making using both our intuitive wisdom and our logical reasoning. If we become more adept in tapping into our intuitive wisdom, we can unlock a valuable resource that will guide us through the complexities of life with greater comfort, assurance, confidence, and clarity. So if you are not already doing so, consider a daily meditation practice. Just 10 minutes a day, sitting in silence or listening to relaxing music, your life will change for the better.